Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
Beginning as early as the first century, Christians have defended the intrinsic value of each human being, opposing the horrific practice of destroying human life in the womb. Today, when we fight to protect innocent life, we join the ranks of thousands of Christians and pro-life warriors who have gone before us. As long as abortion remains legal and socially acceptable, we must fight to defend the lives of the tiniest members of humanity. On Saturday, April 25th, we joined fellow supporters of life at the Wisconsin March for Life in Madison. It was a pleasure to be standing up for life with people from around Wisconsin. We are thankful for the many dedicated pro-life warriors here in our state. Since the United States Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022, the status quo for life protections in Wisconsin has experienced multiple shifts. Currently, abortions are legal throughout the first 5 months of pregnancy. We are thankful that despite this, current Wisconsin law contains several key protections for the unborn. Mothers must attend in-person counseling at least 24 hours prior to having an abortion, and they must get an ultrasound. Another intended safeguard in our current law is that telehealth prescriptions for chemical abortions are illegal in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, research shows that many are breaking this law and obtaining abortion pills from out-of-state providers. In fact, in the first half of 2025, one-third of chemical abortions in Wisconsin were illegally mailed across state lines. The recent election of radical pro-abortion supporter Chris Taylor to the Wisconsin Supreme Court puts pre-born Wisconsin citizens in even more danger. Since liberals gained the majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court 2 years ago, they have weaponized the court against the pre-born. Last July, the activist court overturned Wisconsin law to legalize abortion in our state through 5 months of pregnancy. Taylor's election solidifies the anti-life bias on the court. Looking ahead, this year's August primaries and November election are critical for the future of life in our state. Over the past 8 years, Governor Tony Evers has consistently refused to protect life. One candidate running for governor in the Democratic primary this year authored legislation this session that would allow for abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy, remove the requirement that doctors need to be involved in the abortion process, remove the 24-hour waiting period, and remove in-person requirements for abortion appointments. Under this legislation, nurse practitioners from California would be able to legally mail chemical abortions to Wisconsin without a woman even ever seeing a doctor. What's even scarier is that it could allow for men to receive chemical abortion pills through this process as well. In some states, men have been charged with giving pregnant women the chemical abortion pill without their consent or knowledge. This year, Wisconsin voters have the opportunity to once again elect a governor who recognizes the inherent value of life in the womb and who will protect life at every stage. Equally important are the elections for Wisconsin senators and representatives, which will play a crucial role in shaping life-related policies in our state. Meanwhile, on the national stage, federal funding continues to flow to abortion mills. In July 2025, President Trump's One Big Beautiful Budget bill cut off Medicaid payments to abortion providers. By the end of last month, the Trump administration refused to block the final portion of Title X grants set in place by the Biden administration that used taxpayer dollars to fund abortion giants like Planned Parenthood. It is encouraging that the Department of Health and Human Services has indicated a shift towards life-saving policies in 2027. We hope to see the federal government put a halt on all funding to abortion providers in upcoming months. Although abortion mills like Planned Parenthood continue to run in our state, we are thankful for over 60 pro-life pregnancy resource centers that provide real help for Wisconsin moms and dads in need while protecting the unborn. We invite you to join us in carrying on the fight for life in Wisconsin. Pray with us that God will protect the vulnerable in our state and bring in elected officials who fiercely defend life from fertilization to natural end. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner reminding that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, president of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.